Park City School District has studied the benefits of grade realignment for about 3 to 4 years now. The school board unanimously decided in April 2015 to move ahead with the initiative. The school bond election failed in November of that year. Had it passed, it would have funded an expansion, which is needed to accommodate ninth grade moving to the high school. After the failed bond initiative, the public asked the Board of Education to take a slower approach to expansion plans, emphasizing academic needs. The administrative team attending Tuesday's meeting unanimously supports the 2015 plan. Board President Phil Kaplan says there are a number of decision points to consider.
So academic, financial aspects, planning aspects, timing aspects, and breaking it into components in what we felt was a logical order. And, you know, the first was forget timing, forget cost. Is this the right solution academically for our kids? So ultimately what has not been voted on yet, but is very likely to be voted on and in by at least a 4-1 vote next week is that we will do the realignment in the format of pre-K 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, which reaffirms the current policy of the board. That timing is likely to be not this coming year, but the following year.
Principal Bob O'Connor told the board he needed 16 to 18 additional classrooms to handle the academic needs of adding 443 ninth grade students. Teachers also weighed in.
We had a letter from our teachers group, the PCEA, that said they support the alignment that was proposed, but also saying we support waiting one more year. So we chose to listen.
In the board meeting, member Julie Eyhausen said the academic needs of the district are a priority and said she would like to see it happen in the fall of 2017. Kaplan said the vote will be taken on February 16th at special regular session.
I believe Julie feels strongly that there is a sense of urgency around these issues, and we don't disagree, I think. But the issue is doing things fast is the enemy of doing them well. So I think the rest of the board felt that they agreed with her on what should happen, but just the formal vote will be next week to allow public a chance to weigh in additionally. But the rest of the board was leaning towards waiting one more year.
Kaplan is certain the realignment project will go forward in the 2018-19 school year.
We felt you've got a unanimous and highly supported all the way up and down, horizontally, vertically through the organization decision if you wait 1 year. And if you do it next year, you've got a lot of concerns. So the wise decision was to wait, and that's what we're going to do. But it is, I can say, dollars to donuts, it will be happening the year after next.
The next board meeting is scheduled February 16th at 9 a.m. at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.